You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. Why is Christ's relationship to the church the best example for our marriages? Know more in this message from our new series, Selfless.
Wow, thank you for that generous introduction, Pastor Archie. All right, you know what? The first time I went here was 2008. Pastor Archie and Rian were just lovers pa. All right, and actually Pastor JD was just a student. Pastor JD is our church planter in Bohol now and Tagbilaran. And you know what? I'm just amazed with how this church have grown so far since the tavern days. You know, remember Humang, you were there in the tavern days? Woo! All right, the Bilyaran on the other side, right? I don't know if you got there. I've been there and some of you are here still. And I just want to thank Pastor Archie. You know, can we just appreciate Pastor Archie and Rian? You know what, for an amazing job they're doing here. I know it's not easy to lead a church. All right, even if you are a family man, you know what? It's not easy. You know what? I just want to encourage each and every one of for us here at this church, let's continue to pray for our pastor. Right? Let's continue to devote our time in praying. Most of us will not have any time or some don't have enough time to really to serve here in the ministry every weekend. But you know what? We all have the time to pray, right? Yes, and prayer is very powerful. And prayer is something that we can do every minute, every hour. And in a day, just spend at least 5 minutes, okay? Can we do that? 5 minutes to pray for Pastor Archie and Rian, right? And pray also that they will have a fruit of their love. You're praying that they will have a baby also. Yes, nothing is impossible with the Lord, okay? Nothing is impossible with the Lord. But you know what? It's so amazing that at this time, for some of you, there are new people that I see, but some of you have been here for the years to come. But you know what? I just want to encourage you again, right? Run with this man. Run in his faith, in his goal, in his vision for Victory Dumaguete. Because you know what? As we are together, we can do greater things together, right? Yes, okay, can we do that? Can we just pray, okay, and run with him? Okay, can we just say it? Run with him.
Run with him.
Okay, so kung asa sa padong, adto ta, okay? All right, so and I want to appreciate also our campus missionaries and even our staff. All right, all these things are not possible if not for their leadership. Tom, what a great job Tom is doing in our campus ministry here, right? Any campus people in the house? Woo, come on, right? I'm still young at heart. Yes, I'm still young. I claim that I'm still young, and I just appreciate for those people who have been serving so far in the campus ministry. Not that I'm biased, all right, but because here in Victory, we believe in the next generation. We believe in young people as God believes in young people. So if you have a young people in your house, in your household, invest on them, okay? Because God will do greater things on the next generation, right? Yes, okay, so let me continue with the word. We're on our series, Selfless. The goal of the series is that at the end of this, us, church, would see marriage, okay, and relationships with a missional and eternal perspective. You know what? Our marriage or our relationship that God has placed around us has an eternal value. Hindi na siya para lang for benefits of friendship, right, or benefits of relationship. But you know what? God has designed relationship to have a missional, okay? Everybody say missional. Missional and eternal purpose. That God will use your relationships for His purposes that not only last in this lifetime, but even to eternity. And this is what Selfless is all about. This topic will gonna give us a different perspective, okay, of what love is. Diba? Who among you are in love today? Yeah. Who among you in love? Yeah. Wala. Diba? Martin, are you in love? Maybe you're in love. You forgot the name of ano, diba? Mogi na basta in love, no? Right? Diba? So, excuse me, magsago lang akong Bisaya, Ilonggo, no? I speak Bisaya, I speak Ilonggo, all right? I speak French, no, kidding. And you know what? When you are in love, diba, something's happening in the inside and the outside. But what is really love all about? What is love? But before that, let me introduce to you the love of my life, okay? My wife, her name is Ira. Yun, okay? That's my wife. All right, I was taken last year, actually. Last year, we were here at the same month, February. We were having a vacation here, just having a good rest. You know what? We've been married for 6 years. We've been married 2011, January 22. And she's the love of my life, right? Oh, she's the one who really always tells me to be better and be better and be better. And also always tells me what's wrong with me, okay? All right, who among you appreciate that there are people who tells what's wrong with you? Yan, yung dili ka di ay perfect. Okay, I thought perfect ako. I may something wrong di ay. So that's my wife, and she really is my inspiration. But you know what? God has blessed us also with a beautiful daughter, and that is our daughter. Oh, she likes ballet. She thinks she likes ballet. That's why we enrolled her last month. But you know what? And not only that, okay, we're blessed with a 4-year-old kid, but right now we're expecting another one. My wife is pregnant for 4 months, and God is so good. You know what? God is so good. Right? That God is so generous and so gracious that whatever happens, you know, sometimes God will give us gifts that we don't deserve. I don't deserve to have children because of my failures in the past, right? But God, because of His graciousness, because of His generosity, because of His goodness, He will give us things that we don't deserve. And all we need to do is just worship and give thanks to Him. Right? That's what knowing God is. Diba? How many appreciate knowing God series? Yeah, the more that you know God, okay, deeper in your relationship with Him, the more it will affect the way you pray and the way you worship Him. Right? So that's why when you come here today, right, every Sunday, give all out when you worship God. I really appreciate our worship team, you know, because they're giving their all out. Diba? But you know what? You can do that also in your homes. Diba? Wherever you are, you can worship God every day. So let me give you a background of what's going to happen. We're going to talk about marriage today, all right? But before that, we're going to talk about what selfless love is, talk about relationships, all right? All right, for that, can I ask who among you are married here? Married people? Married? Can you just lift your hands? Wow. Okay, just a few lang, no? But mostly are not married, okay? Siguro mga 10%. But even if you are not married, okay? All right, who among you wants to be married someday? Oh, ang dami, okay? Basta ano na, okay, okay. All right? If you are a student, okay, and you want to get married, what do you need to do? Oh, you're so good, okay? You learned a lot from me, okay? Right? We had this leadership meeting last night. We talk about relationship, we talk about purity, and we talk about sex, okay? I believe sex should be talked about in church, right? Because there's a lot of things there that the world defines what sex is all about, right? But here in church, okay, we should talk about the real definition of sex and the purpose of sex, because God made sex so beautiful, and I can attest you to that. But I tell you, it's one of the most beautiful things that God created, all right, in the context of marriage, right? And we're going to talk more about it next week, about relationship, okay? So invite your friends, okay? We're going to talk about sex. What? Church? Sex? Wow. Right? Yes, we're going to talk more about it. And we'll talk about compassion. So, but before that, before we continue, no, who among you here have done slam books before? Scrapbooks. So slam books. So raise your hand. Okay. It shows. Okay. No? Okay. Diba? Not a question. Diba? Honestly, slam book. What is that? Define love. Okay. Can you just grab a partner and define love in one sentence according to how you know it? All right. Jeez. You know. All right, can you just do that? Let's talk to the person beside you. O hindi mukaila, okay? Wait, for those who have brought their special someone, this is your opportunity, okay? Okay, divine love, okay? Naulaw pang uban, no? All right. So my questions right now, now that you, ano, diba? Example, divine love. I said this, love is like a bubble gum, right? Kung mapilit sa imong buhok, makabuang. Like that. Alright, so I usually define that. Used to write that in the slam book. But you know what? My question for you, where do you get your definition of love? Okay? Where do you get your examples of love? Right? When you talk about love, do you get definition of love in telenovelas? Right? Or in the magazine? Or in Facebook? Or in Twitter? Right? Or some of you, maybe your first definition of love is through your parents and how they love one another, right? And we have a lot of definition about love. In this world that we have right now has a lot of definitions about love. But the question right now, who is the best authority to speak about love? Where can we get the best definition of love? And that's what we're going to talk about is today, is that we're going to read the Word of God and get the best definition of love, because love is created by God, okay? God is the author of love. He is the best love storyteller that I ever known. You know what? And I always say this, no? And so young people, the Bible is like love letters, right? Kung wala kay love letter this February, read your Bible na lang, okay? Okay? Because that's God's love letter for you, right? But for some of us, we try to look for different definitions of love. We try to look at it in the internet, right? And social media, right now, the millennials right now, I'm part of the millennial, by the way, now. All right? So we look for different definitions of love. We look at different way in the world. And like this one, say, I've loved you from the moment I first Googled you. Right? Nag-Google ra. Okay? Na-love na da yun. Diba? So sometimes we make definitions of love and somehow have this perspective about love, that love is just like this. Love is just being cute. Love is just like if you have a feeling, a nice feeling, right? When you went to in a relationship, you get this definition of love. For some of you, maybe your love is like you both ordering 2-piece spicy chicken with extra rice as an upgrade to pineapple juice. Right? Kung mang you can relate to that? No. If you don't know what the story, you know, ask a young person. Okay, go to Jollibee, buy a regular yum, okay, and Post-its, okay? All right, and you find out there's a spark, and this is love. Makita mo lang love at first sight, man, na ay spark na yun. And you think this is love right away. And you end up being in a relationship and expressing this kind of love that you know and ends up in a broken relationship. Why? Because the definition of love is not right. True. Right? And for some of us, we're looking for that authentic love, but end up finding a fake kind of love because we look at a different source. We try to look at different source other than the Word of God. True? And I've been there in that situation when we tried to look at love. I look at everywhere, but I didn't look at the Word of God until somebody discipled me and shared to me the Word of the Lord. And for some of us who never found the right definition of love, we make definitions of love. If you can't define it, you make your own definition. And some of us, the world says love is all about sex. That if you're in love with someone, as long as you have feelings with one another, you can do everything for each other as long as you love one another. And it ends up to this. For some of us, the world says love wins. I don't know if you know that what this hashtag means is that when you love, it doesn't matter even if you disobey God, as long as you love one another. And this has been a very good movement. And for some of you here, maybe you're trying to say to me, si Pastor, wag ka care. You know this, is a hashtag for those actually LGBT, lesbian, bisexual, gays, and transgenders. And in America, they're very influential. And they define love according to how they know it. And I'm not discriminating. I tell you, I love them. I have friends that are part of that group. And I have discipled somebody before. One of them joined my victory group. I didn't know that he's homosexual because he looks good. And then he brought somebody in the victory group. I didn't know that they were together. And one time, as I shared the gospel to them, as I shared the one-to-one to them, I went to the office and found him crying. Why? Because he felt like he have disobeyed God and he want to make it right. And it's so hurting for him to let go of this previous relationship. You know what? If we have the gospel, it has the power to change people. And you know what? That person went to Victory Weekend and had a relationship with God, a victorious relationship with God. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. And the problem is when we push our agenda, push our motive is we try to define it. The Bible says God is love. But for some of us, for some people, love is God. Love became a God rather than God being an example of what love is. And they will do everything about love even if they disobey God. True? And because of that, there's some of them define love to the most extreme, which is they defined marriage. This is the definition of the world if they don't know the real meaning of what love is. They will define whatever they will define and even define marriage as this kind of picture, man to man and woman to woman. But is that what the world says? The word says it's not. Because when you have the right definition of love, you will have the right results. and it results to right application of love. And this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about relationship. When we have the right definition of what love is according to the Word of God, we definitely have a right application of love. All right? Are you ready? Let's read from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. And what I'm going to read, skip to verse 31. The book of Ephesians, some theologians say that this is the book of love. Love is mentioned 19 times compared to 100 in the all letters of Paul, right? There's a great impact or there's a great emphasis on what love is here in this letter of Paul, which is in Ephesians. Verse 1 says there, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let's skip to verse 22. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives shall submit to everything, and everything to their husbands. Now, husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water and the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. All right. What Paul is saying here is that when you know love, Paul defined what love is all about here in the book of Ephesians. When he read the book of Ephesians, it's all about, mentioned about love, the beloved. And Paul was saying that if you know and grasp how wide and how deep, how long the love of God is, you will know God, okay? Who he is. When you get to know God deeper, right, you will get to know what true love is. That's what he said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. Our prayer in Paul is that all of us, the church, may have the power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and deep is the love of Christ. And to know. Okay, everybody say no. This love that surpasses knowledge, okay, that you may be filled with a measure of all fullness of God. What I'm trying to say is that knowing God leads to knowing love. If we know God deeply, we will really know the true meaning of love. And when we know God deeply, it leads us to love selflessly. Because God's love is so selfless. And for us, Lord, can I do that? Can I love selflessly? You know what? We can. We can love selflessly because we have a God who loves us selflessly. We love because he first loved us. So why can we love selflessly? First, we're going to take a look at Ephesians chapter 5. Before we go to marriage, let's talk about love first. It says there, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, therefore be imitators of God as beloved. You know what? This is your identity. You are beloved, okay? Can you tap the next person beside you? Say, you are beloved, okay? If you think you are not loved, the Bible says you are beloved, son and daughter of God. Is that really an amazing fact? It makes you secure. When you go out to the place, you will not look for love. And don't feel be rejected if you're not loved. Because first and foremost, somebody loved you. And became the father. And adopted you as the son and the daughter. That's your identity. You are beloved. You're not rejected. You are beloved. Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with my loving kindness. God loves you so much. That's why we love selflessly, because God loves us selflessly. God has instructed us to walk in love. As beloved children, walk in love. When you say walk, it's always progressive. It's not one time. It's always a journey. Diba? That's why marriage is a walk in love. Relationship is a walk in love. As Christ, God's instruction for us is to walk in love. Can we do that? That is his command. Because we are beloved, therefore we should walk in love, to walk continually in love. The verses before that in chapter 3 says this, Paul was saying to the Ephesians church, let all bitterness, okay, this is how you walk in love. Let all bitterness, sino mga bitter dire? Okay, don't raise your hand, okay? Kanang mahugot mo niya, okay? And wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away. This is what walking in love means. Put away all those anger, all those bitterness, unforgiveness ni mo sa high school pa. Taman ka ron, nag-work na ka, nanakay apo, okay? Nagyapon. Right? Diba? Kaya no, wala siya nag-share sang regular yum niya. Okay? Alright? Along with all malice, but this is what walking in love, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, and forgiving. It's not easy to forgive, right? But because you are beloved daughters and sons of God, you can forgive. You can forgive now as Christ forgave you. This is our instruction, walk in love. And not only that, we can love selflessly because we have an image to follow. And that image is Christ. We have an image that we can use an example. If God was able to love selflessly, then I can love selflessly because Christ is in me right now. Do you believe that Christ is in you right now? If Christ is in you, all right, then therefore we can love selflessly. And we can walk in love because we are beloved children of God. With Christ, diba, He gave Himself up for us. This is the meaning of selfless love, giving up for us. Because Christ's selfless love empowers us to love selflessly. Do you know that? You agree? Because of Christ's selfless love to you, diba, He forgave us of all our sins. He loved us despite the fact that we're unlovable. Who among you say you're so lovable? Right? Ano kaming tapad ni mo? Lovable ba ng person? Hagabol ra. Okay? Okay? That's why when we know the fact about being selfless, therefore we can apply it now in our lives today. And Paul gave us an instruction how we can apply this selfless love in our marriage, in our relationship, in our compassion to one another. We're going to talk more right now about marriage. If you are single here, I hope this will not discourage you, okay, to get married. But I hope that this will paint a picture of a beautiful marriage that God wants for you. And you will be excited and excited to wait upon the Lord. Because everything is beautiful in His time. And wait upon Him. You know what? Before that, let me give you a statistic right now. Who loves statistics? Who loves numbers? Who despise numbers here? Oh, woo, dagan. All right. You know what? In Philippine statistical analysis, it says there that the marriage, as the years go by, the number of people getting married are becoming lower and lower and lower. Do you know that? That a lot of people do not go to this kind of season. I don't know maybe what their reasons are. Maybe they don't find value in getting married now. Maybe they don't find it interesting. And some of them will want to retain to be single because marriage is a punishment. Wow. Among you, you're married people, again, is it punishment for you? Okay, don't raise your hand. Marriage is something that to suffer, okay? I always say this with young people. At the first stage of your relationship, you give friendship ring. Right? Friendship ring, una pa, di ba? Friendship ring. After that is engagement ring, when you're engaged. And after the engagement ring, what is? Wedding ring. But they don't know, okay? I didn't know that after the wedding ring, there is suffering. You know? I don't know that, young people. Alright? Actually, yes, there is suffering because when you become a selfless person, you suffer because of your pride. You begin to adjust because you want to love the person more selflessly. And you're suffering with your ego is right there. Your pride is there. Diba? It's so hard to lower your pride, right? I tell you, it's really a suffering. But the good thing about this, because when we suffer for love, wow, right? The fruit of it is everlasting. Just like when Jesus Christ suffered on the cross to demonstrate how He loves us. He has to suffer. He has to lower down His standards for us. And that's what the picture of marriage. And for some people, doesn't see it that way. Yes, it's hard to get married. But the beauty of being married is really wonderful. And for you, maybe it's a different story. But for me, it may not be perfect, but it's beautiful. Chris Rock. You know Chris Rock? Says there, the comedian, you could be married and be bored, or single and lonely, ain't no happiness nowhere. Now, this is the thought of everybody right now in the world. If you're single, you're lonely. If you're married naman, you're gonna be bored. Seeing same person in your bed every morning. Wala kay kawala. This is a person who thinks marriage or who thinks relationship is just about himself. Because relationship is not about yourself. It's about giving to others, right? Because marriage is about selflessness. We had a good lunch with Tom and Haya, you know what? They're so in love with one another. They're so selfless with one another. Believe kahay, okay? But you know what? Marriage is all about that, being selfless. It's not about you getting something from your partner, but you giving out yourself to the point that you don't mind yourself sometimes. And this is what Paul is trying to say to us in our marriage. Be selfless. If you're a husband, be selfless to your wife. If you're a wife, be selfless. If you are a child, be selfless to your parents. If you are a person here, you have friends, be selfless. What we have right now, if you're single, is a preparation of your season someday. How you are selfless to your friends and to your relationships, it will prepare you to be selfless to your marriage someday. So how do we walk selflessly in our marriage? You want to know? Single people, you want to know? Yes. You know what, single people? You know what? If you don't like to be selfless, don't get married. I tell you, it will destroy your life. Okay? It's the most impractical thing that you will ever decide, getting married. Very practical. Why? You're solo na ka, solo flight na ka, and now you add a person na mag gubot sa imong life. But it changed your schedule, it changed your values, changed your priorities, right? Married people, are you here with me? That's why single people, prepare yourself before you get into this. And let me give you a picture of what is about walking in love selflessly in marriage. Verse 22, wives, this is how you walk in love in marriage. Wives, every wives, raise your hands. All right, wives. And husband, say this, submit. Okay, say that to your wife. Okay, no. Wala. Okay. Submit sila. Okay. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Okay? Or submit is a military term meaning to arrange in a military fashion under the command of a leader. Wow. Then this is not from victory. Okay? It's from the word of God. Submit. Okay? Umang you hear submission is very difficult for you. Especially if you're in the leadership. I have talked to one of the women, no, wives. Nag-approach na ako and says, Pastor, how can I submit to my husband? I have higher salary than him. Okay? I have more opportunities than him. And I think mas maalam pa ko niya. Okay? I'm more intelligent than him. Why should I submit? So I asked the wife, okay, so you're saying you're more intelligent, okay? Why did you marry that guy? In the first place. You know what? Submission is a decision. It's not something that you have submit because of a certain condition that this person reached in order for you to submit. It's not about his credibility as a husband. It's not about his stature, kung guwapo siya or dili. But it's more about the command of God, the instruction of God to submit to Him because it represents Christ to us. Right? Submit to your own husband as to the Lord, for the husband is the head. And even as Christ is the head of the church. Now, it's not easy, right? That's why submission is always a commitment. It's always a choice that you have to say. Now, husbands, you might find this very beneficial for you that your wife will submit to you, di ba? Kasi after this, oy, ingon ni pastor, submit. Ako ay masunod, yeah? I will be the one who will command there. If I tell you that I will wash the dishes, I will wash the dishes. Okay? If I tell you I will be the one that will wash the clothes, I will wash the clothes. That's why you submit. But you know what? Husband is the head of the wife. Now, I tell you, this might be beneficial for you, but a husband there's as a responsibility to head your family. It talks about leadership. It talks about your responsibility in your household as a husband also. That God has ordained us to lead our family also. Not just to just sit around and tell everybody, submit, 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 okay? Do this, do that, do that. No. But to lead, okay? Right? How do we lead our wives? Husband. Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Husbands, lead your family, lead your wife by loving her selflessly. Selfless. Right? And this is not something that Paul just created for the sake of telling something. You know what? Marriage is something sacred to God. You know that? You know what? In Genesis, the first thing that happened is a marriage of two people. True? And even in Revelation, it's a picture of Christ being married to his church finally. And you know what? The first miracle of Jesus Christ in John is in a wedding where he converted water into wine. All right? For some of you, say, okay, today, Pastor, wine. And that's not what I'm talking about, okay? Drunkenness is not okay. All right? But you know what? This is a picture that marriage is a very sacred thing. That's why he's put this in the Bible. He always makes it an example. Because it is a picture of Christ loving selflessly his church. That's you and me. He loves you. Husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church. In the same way, husbands, as the head of the family, as the head of this wife, in the same way, husbands should love their wife as their own bodies. Who loves his wife loves himself. Right? Husbands, do you love yourself? Love your wife? Oh, it means you love your wife if you love yourself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but what? You nourish it and you cherish it just as Christ does the church because we are members of his body. So as husband, you love your wife, okay? Just as you love yourself and you nourish them. All right? Pagopaha, man, okay? Give them budget going to the power lore. All right? And my wife will always say this, babe, all right? Panublay sa? Okay, no, no. I always want my wife to look beautiful, but she always asks me, where's the money? She always asks me, where's the money if you want me to look beautiful? Okay. All right, so Gabe, let's pray. Let's start praying, okay? And tomorrow we will go to the parlor, okay? We'll have a spa. You nourish them with your care, with your tenderness, with your gentleness, when your love. I tell you, I started my marriage as a husband not so good. I tell you, I was not so gentle and kind to my wife. Yes. Pastor pa na, huh? Pastor pa yan. Why? Because I'm so engrossed about myself. I was always looking at myself, what I can benefit. Yes, I'm a pastor. Yes, I was a discipler, okay? But when I get married, there's something in me that has not been surrendered to Christ, and that is my ego and my pride. That's why we need to be selfless in every relationship because that's the picture of God wants us for us. To submit and to love are both a choice and a commitment. It's a choice you do every day. It's a choice you make every day, and it's a choice you commit. All right? Until you leave here on earth for the rest of your life every day. That's why love is not a feeling. It's a decision. It's a decision that you have to make, Lord. Ah, I want to love this person no matter what. I want to care for this person no matter what. I want to submit to my husband no matter what. Even if wala sa trabaho, I will submit to him. And pray hard that he will get a job, that he will become a better leader. You know what? Prayer is very powerful. And I tell you, wives, and I can tell you, right, so many things in my life changed because of the prayer of my wife. If I don't listen to her, she will call unto God. She will call unto God and say, change my husband. The next morning, I am changed. Honestly, yes. Because the word of God will tell me, Alex, you're so prideful, you're so selfish. And this is so amazing what God is, so gentle, no? He gently rebukes you, okay? And he's not angry. Right? To submit and to love is both a choice and a commitment. And a commitment that we make in Christ. Verse 21 says, submitting to one another out of the reverence or our fear of our love to Christ, we submit to one another. We love one another. If you submit to your husband, wives, it's because you submit to Christ. Husband, if you love your wives, not because she's beautiful, not because she's really lovable, but because Christ said, love her just as I love you. Just as I gave myself up for you. Right? Marriage is a covenant and a picture of both Christ and the church. It's a covenant. It's not just a contract. For some of you say, being married is just a contract, okay? You know what a contract is? The moment that the other party breached the contract or disobeys the contract or did not submit to the terms of the contract, it is gone, right? You can file a case and say, breach of contract, right? To any business partnership. Marriage is like that. It's something like a contract that you sign. But for God, it's not just a contract. It's a covenant. It's forever binding. It's something that you make a decision in front of God that, Lord, this is the man or the woman that I want to be with for the rest of my life. For some of the world, not here in this place, no, outside, okay, see marriage as something just a construct that they can file a divorce or they can file an announcement to make it void, right? In something that, how selfish the world can be. Well, for some of us, maybe siguro because of some immorality or maybe because of some of their battered wives who make a decision to live their life, that's okay, right? Rather than you will be killed, no? And be suffered. But for some of us, get out of marriage just because we don't want it now. For some of them, and even the world, and even right now, the Philippines, one congressman is trying to write a bill of divorce. Where did he get that? Why did he do it? Because maybe in his life, he doesn't see marriage as something sacred. Right? Marriage is a covenant, a picture of the Christ. Verse 31, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. You know what? That's what it said here, kanina. The object of this series is that we will see a perspective that in our marriage, there is a missional and eternal purpose. You know what? I always realized when I got married that there are things in the call of God in my life that I will not be able to achieve or reach without my wife. And I always believe that God will bring us together to this call that He has for us. You know what? There is a specific call for every married people that only together as one flesh they will attain and achieve the purposes and the calling of God in their life. So that's why if you want to get married in person, be sure, make sure that you have the same values. That's why Paul says, do not be yoked with unbelievers, because when you yoke with unbelievers, lisod, right? You go to a different direction. How can you walk together if you don't agree with one another, right? Especially if you don't agree in your faith in God. Especially if that person doesn't have that love for God. You know what, young people, single people, right? If you want to get married, find a person that will love God more than they love you. Because if they love God, definitely they will love you selflessly and go together. Marriage is a covenant. The two shall become one flesh. This is a mystery profound. And I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Marriage is a picture of Jesus Christ selflessly loving the church and the church submitting to the lordship and the kingdom and the sovereignty of the Almighty God. It's a covenant. John Piper said, marriage is not mainly about prospering economically. For some of them, they married because of some certain decisions in the family. If you marry this person, ang manam ato sa ato, ani sa ato, prospering. And for some of it, actually, in the old times, if you married a person, that's actually economically more prosperous, more economical, because you have a person beside you to procreate so that many people will work in the workplace. That's economically prosperous. But it is mainly about displaying the covenant-keeping love between Christ in His church. Covenant-keeping love of Christ in His church. Do you see your marriage as a covenant-keeping love of Christ in church? As a picture of Christ loving the church and a church submitting to Christ? And if you hear young people, is that the picture that you see in marriages today? Maybe you're looking at the telenovelas. Maybe you're looking at Facebook. Maybe you're looking at different people who have broken marriages. Don't look at that. But pray for them. But look at the picture of what Christ, what marriage is in the Word of God. And the Word of God. You know what? This is very important. If you want to know God more, read His Word so that you will begin to know what real and selfless love is. Every time I read the Word, oh Lord, thank You for loving me. Thank You, Lord, that You care for me, that You selflessly love me. And thank You for what You have done for me on the cross. It is a picture of Christ and His church. As I end this, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 27. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. That He might what? Sanctify her. You know what sanctify is? That He might become like Christ. To become like Him. Holy and blameless. This is what Jesus did for us. He wants us to become like Him. He wants to sanctify us so that we can be holy and blameless. Having cleansed her by the washing of the water and the Word. And this is so beautiful. This is a beautiful picture of the church, the bride of Christ. So that He might present the church to Himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing that she, the church, us, you and me, that we might be holy and blameless or without blemish, right? Without spot, holy. And that's what Christ did for us on the cross. He gave Himself up for us so that we will be cleansed from our sins, so that we will be washed with the promises of His Word. So that when the time comes that we will be presented to Christ. I don't know if you know this, but every wedding that I attend to, the most beautiful person is the bride. You know that. Whether what she wears, how beautiful her gown is, or the makeup. You know what? Every time I watch a wedding, the most beautiful person in that wedding is always the bride. And that is the same picture that God wants us. That we might be presented holy and blameless without spot or wrinkle. Because that's what He wants us to be. His church, His bride. And this is how we should look, marriage should be. Or any relationship at all. Of any love at all. Selfless love. That's why as Christ selfless love, it empowers us to love selflessly. This is a picture of marriage. I share it to you. Marriage is a choice. It's a commitment that we make every day. Eternally. Till the end of life. Every day we commit to it. And as we commit to it, we work on it. It's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. 24 hours, 24/7, just like 7-Eleven. And it's a covenant, a promise between you, your wife or your husband, and with God. That is forever and eternally binded by this promise. And it's a picture of Christ with His bride, the church. I want you to see this. And maybe you have failed marriages, or maybe your marriages are struggling right now. But you know what? I tell you, when you come to Christ and you focus on Christ, that's why this is not about you and your husband alone. You and your wife, it's about your relationship with God. Because the more that you fell in love with God and your spouse fell in love with God, the more that you see that you love selflessly one another. Who sustains our marriages? not our money. It's not our bank accounts. It's not even our preferences. Who sustains our marriages and our relationship is Christ. Because the Bible says, because He loved us first, we love. We love because He first loved us. And I pray as we come out of this place, we will have the picture of what selfless love is in our marriages. Next week, we'll talk about relationship. But if you have here right now struggling in your relationship or your marriages, right? Go to Christ. Come to Christ. Pray. Go back to your room. Shut it out. Kneel and pray and ask God, Lord, be in our marriages today. Be in my marriage today. Let me love like you love. And let me submit, just as a church submit to you. Help me by the grace of God. His power will be made perfect. The Bible says His grace is sufficient for you, for His power is made perfect in your weakness. If you're weak in that, ask the grace of God.